This is Sky, and you are now listening to Look Up. I'm here. So this is episode 9. It is the breakup. It is a time and point where Sky, myself, had to come to terms with breaking up. And when I say breaking up, and many of you probably who've been listening, who've been following through these excursions from chapter to chapter, episode to episode, y'all probably thinking like, yo, you should have been left. But it's just more to the story, right? It's more to this, right? You just don't get up in the morning and just walk away from 11 years of relationship, a child. This is something where I'm picking up from the parenting, I'm picking up from little Arab girl, all of these emotions, all of these physical, mental, psychological, when I say mental, but it's psychological shit, right? The breakup, the abuse, the verbal, the financial, the psychological, the mental, the emotional impact led me to the breakup. It built up to the breakup. We're to the point where no love, no dating. You can't really like nurture someone who is and was unnurtured. And this is when Sky started fighting back. When I say I was fighting back, I was fighting back. I was fighting for my identity. I was fighting for my mental health, my mental safety, my psychological safety, and shit. My fucking financials was getting all fucked up in this game. This game of holding on to a relationship for 11 years, it took me nowhere. And, you know, it's more of emotional, right? So the breakup leads you to, damn, you know, Sky fucking been through hell. And I'm not going to sit here and just tell you bits and pieces because obviously that's in my book. But it's Sky fighting back. And I'm not really fighting back only for myself, but I was also fighting for my daughter. You know what I mean? Like what she sees, what she hears, how she acts. Now it's gotten to the point where she's already dealing with her identity and relatability and how she could see herself in the mirror and say, Mom don't look like me and Dad is like me. But then if I look like my dad, then I don't want to act like my dad because all of these shits was happening. And, you know, now she started chiming in and saying, Mommy, make it stop. Mommy, make it stop. Mommy, make it stop. And I'm like, make it stop. How the fuck am I going to make this shit stop? It all came from, you know, now looking then, I was fucking scared. I was afraid of being alone. The dependence, I needed him. I couldn't leave him. And all this time, and I'm holding on and holding on, is because I, in fact, did not believe that I could do this on my own. That all I needed was the love and the support. But as all of this shit keeps increasing, all of this drama and police and domestic violence and fucking living fucking check to check, getting food stamps and trying to pay for food and maintaining a interracial, biracial child and religion and work and school. Like it was just compiling on me where I was suffocating. And the abuse was now becoming visual. Others were looking, others were noticing. When I talk about others, I'm talking about the job, I'm talking about friends, I'm talking about school, I'm talking about teachers and mentors, children, my kids' friends, my family, you know, friends of family. And it's just like the excuses started bottling up. I started being pinned up and silenced and more fear and being afraid to just express who I am, what I am, and how I can just continue being in this. And all I knew was what I knew from that age. And coming from someone who then that did not have any experiences versus now, someone who can like read shit the minute it walks through the door, you're looking at it as, fuck, this breakup is fucking real. This breakup is life changing. This is something that's gonna either make me fucking fall or stand up. And some people who know me now that knew me then was like, bitch, this is like a walk in the park for you. But we're talking about Sky. We're talking about a time and era where I didn't know what the fuck was written for me and what was my forever. So, 11 years, fast forward. I woke up. I looked at the forbidden. It was like, I'm done. Anything and anyone associated with the forbidden, I broke up. I broke up with my survivor. I broke up with people that knew us. I broke up with him. I broke up with the emotional attachment. I broke up with the psychological attachment. I broke up with the financial attachment. I got to the point in my life where the breakup was my energy. The breakup was, who I had to find. And I had no regrets. I was not turning back. I was not looking back. I had no such thing in my mindset that says I'm ever gonna repeat this shit. And all I kept telling myself, and it's a term that I constantly use, is just that I don't think, I don't walk, I don't talk backwards. And therefore, I can only move forward. So this breakup was something that I couldn't even piece together. Because if I sit here word for word, y'all gonna be like, yo, what the fuck? So we talking about verbal abuse. This dude had zero respect, right? This dude, the forbidden, started just eating me alive in my finances, right? It just became to the point where I was the only person that had to care for myself. And my child had to watch that. And standing today, you know, and just talking about this, it's like, I feel like pieces of me were brought up in front of me, and questions would be like, what would I do now different? And honestly, I wouldn't do anything different. I had to go through the trials and tribulations then, and then pick up from whatever left off from that trials and tribulations to be where I am today. So this breakup is something about not only making it stop coming through for my child, but also understanding that I'm breaking up, and I'm breaking up with the forbidden. I'm breaking up with the psychological issues that I had to deal with from being, you know, the experiences and dealing with the upbringings and dealing with the psychological and the norms of society at that time. And the breakup in Sky's world then was a turmoil. It was walking on coals. It was hot. It was drama. It was intense. It was just points where you just would not fucking believe. Mind blowing. So obviously, you know, the forbidden didn't want to let go. He was like, nah, this is not happening. And I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. It's over. It's over. And as it kept building, the support kept decreasing. And when I say support, it's the people that knew me then and know me now. And it's just changes. So this breakup and breaking up with the forbidden is like being addicted to drugs. I depended. My independence was nowhere in hindsight. It wasn't there. It was an imagination. It was a fantasy that I can be independent from all of this. Then I needed him, and I didn't know how to not need him anymore. So breaking up with the forbidden was like breaking up with my family when Sky ran away. When I ran away, I kind of broke up with my family. I had to find me. I had to figure out who I am, what I am, what I had to do. So I spoke about that in the continuation. I spoke about that in the experiences and the transition, where when I would break up, I just had to disconnect. I had to psychologically disconnect. I had to physically disconnect. I had to like financially disconnect, and I had to figure shit out. So, you know, fast forward, when I walked away with away from everything and anything that had to come at me, and kept me on defense. And that defense was just me. I was offensive to the defenses that I placed myself into. So now, you know, we talking about adult Sky, who is like thinking about breakups, right? And dealing with breakups, and like using the breakup and the forbidden as my reference points. And that shit got me fucked up in the head. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of y'all listeners, sometimes you had that one relationship, that one person, that one moment in your life, a position, a place in life where you just like, can this make me or can this break me? And me breaking up made me. It made me who I am today. And I don't regret it. And, you know, that's just how it is.